Hybrid technology converts sugar into nylon. A hybrid technology combining an electrocatalytic process with fermentation has yielded bio-based nylon. This opens the door to the production of a broad range of compounds not accessible from the petrochemical industry. Microbial factories. Engineers at Iowa State University created genetically engineered yeast that ferments glucose into mucronic acid. Metabolic engineering techniques significantly improved acid production. They then introduced a lead catalyst along with a small voltage to convert the acid. The resulting reaction adds hydrogen to the mix and produces 3-hexanoic acid. A simple separation and polymerization produces bio-based, unsaturated nylon 6,6. The extra double bond in its backbone also means that the polymer's properties can be changed as needed. The hybrid conversion is possible at room temperature, uses a cheap and abundant metal instead of precious elements like palladium or platinum, and the other compounds involved in the reaction are produced from water. The ideal biorefinery pipelines, from biomass to the final products, are currently disrupted by a gap between biological conversion and chemical diversification. We herein report a strategy to bridge this gap with a hybrid fermentation and electrocatalytic process, wrote lead authors Zengyi Shao and Jean-Philippe Tessonnier, assistant professors of chemical and biological engineering at Iowa State University. New Age Nylon. Instead of relying on petrochemicals to produce nylon products, the researchers' developments created biorenewable nylon with high conversion rates. The next step is to work on a continuous conversion process for mass production. Top uses for nylon include plastic fasteners and machine parts, cookware, and fabric. We gave it a try and it worked immediately, Tessonnier said. The process does not need additional chemical supplement, and it works amazingly at ambient temperature and pressure, which is very rare for this type of process. For more information, see the published research in the journal Angewandte Chemie International Edition.